Mercy Regional Medical Center is Durango's largest hospital with an 82-bed capacity and a potential to jump to 160 beds in an emergency situation. They have yet to see a large increase of patients due to COVID-19. But are they ready for it if and when the surge hits? Dr. Tony Green Cheatwood is the group physician executive for Centura Health, which owns Mercy. She says being a part of one of the largest health systems in Colorado has great benefits for our region.
We have other facilities in the Front Range who have similar equipment and capability. So if Mercy ends up seeing a surge or they start using up their equipment and we have a sister facility that has availability, we can transfer machines back and forth. So that's one of the benefits of being in the largest health system in Colorado is that we have the capability to shuffle equipment if needed.
As of Wednesday evening, the five counties in southwest Colorado had a total of 63 positive cases of COVID-19, according to a report from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. In San Juan County, New Mexico, there were 200 positive cases, and the Navajo Nation's numbers have well surpassed 900. Dr. Green Cheatwood said that Mercy is thinking regionally when it comes to serving its constituents.
Mercy, while located in Durango, we see our base and we see our service area as four corners. So we anticipate caring for patients outside of the Durango zip codes.
Current trending COVID-19 models in Colorado are showing that the curve is flattening. But Dr. Green Cheatwood cautions residents to still social distance and follow the stay-at-home orders in case there's a second wave.
If we react too quickly to reintroduce things that we normally would have had on hold for a while, you could actually see a second wave. So the idea of a single peak can be misleading. But that being said, we don't really know if and when a surge will happen or if it's already happened. But we do believe that the social distancing and limiting ourselves to essential travel is working to flatten that curve so we don't have that spike that puts such a large drain on our healthcare resources.
Colorado has a statewide medical surge tiering plan for every hospital. The tiers vary in severity, where Tier 1 is business as usual, all the way to Tier 4, where medical professionals are deciding who gets what level of care. So far, Dr. Green Cheatwood states that Mercy Regional Medical Center has been sitting comfortably in Tier 1.
It's a little scary to work on those formulas, and luckily we haven't had to come close to using them. But we are prepared if we need to switch to that kind of mentality with tiering who gets what if you run out of resources. But we haven't come anywhere close to that, which has been a blessing.
As healthcare facilities across the nation are struggling with shortages in ventilators, Centura Health's caregivers have been working to modify machines to be used as ventilators. Dr. Green Cheatwood explains.
So when you use the word ventilator, everyone thinks of the stationary big box machine that's in the intensive care unit. And while that's true, we also have other devices that can be converted into ventilators. And actually part of our work with Centura has been our caregivers have gone through the FDA clearance to convert some anesthesia machines and what are called BiPAP machines to be used as ventilators should there be a crisis. So you can double and triple your available machines by modifying the equipment.
Dr. Green Cheatwood also says that as of now, Mercy Regional Medical Center is well-equipped in personal protective equipment, or PPEs, for its caregivers and associates, but says that they are still practicing very aggressive conservation of their supply to extend their usefulness. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.